Blog Talk Radio.
Elvis. That was
no,
Beatles.
It was. Oh my!
That
favorite.
Was a Beatles. just a little. I know, honey, but you know that's how it goes. Can't like everybody. And that was just a little song called "In My Life," and that just holds memories for me because the band I went around with played that every night. So you get to know those
well.
Little things, you know, and it just brings back atmospheres and memories and conversations and little arguments and you know, things like that. A band does not rehearse without arguing about something every time.
Yeah, right.
It's not always the same thing, but they will argue every time. Every rehearsal has an argument in it of some kind. So... yeah, and little stuff like that just kind of brings it all back. But that's okay, because that was a fun time in my life. I enjoyed that. But it didn't last very long, only about 2.5 years. They got tired of not making any money, empty promises, evaporating promises. And when Carl left, We could see the writing on the wall, and it happened every time. If I had a job and I left, or if I was doing something and I left, it just fell apart, crumbled, and disappeared into the pavement. And the same thing happened whenever Carl was in a band or something like that. If he left, they thought they could replace him, but evidently it didn't work out because it fell apart and went away. I know after we left the band, the keyboard player and the girl singer created a band of their own. And it was like, she learned how to play the keyboard, and he handled the keyboard bass and things like that, and a keyboard guitar, stuff like that. So they kept on doing it as a duo. Well, they never made any money either, so hey, whatever. And it wasn't that they weren't any good. It's just that, you know, those opportunities just don't come to everybody just because they're good. you know? That's the whole thing.
Yeah, sure.
It comes under the heading of it's not what you know, it's who you know. And if you don't know anybody, just write it off and do something else. But you got to try anyway, especially if you love music and you've got a group of people together that love music. Give it a shot. Have fun at least, you know. So that's what we did. We didn't make any money at it, but we had fun. So that was okay. You have to experience living out of a suitcase in a hotel at least once in your life or you're not living, right?
Yeah, right.
I can see that excites you. Uh-huh, okay. I don't blame you, honey. Once I've tried it, it doesn't excite me very much either. So, but at least now I know I can do it. So if I fly in a plane to go visit somewhere, I know that I can pack that one suitcase with enough clothing and toiletries and stuff for a week. And I'm fine. No problem. Then you do laundry. You go to a laundromat. You do your laundry. You got another week. So I know how to do that. I learned the hard way. I know how to do that. All right. You know what I'm going to do now? I'm gonna play something that I just don't do very often.
Okay.
And it's Mr. Ugly Lips and Tongue himself. We're going to play the Rolling Stones. Brown Sugar. ending on that song. That was pretty cool. They had a real ending.
I sure did. You are happy.
Every once in a while, you got to play something like that just to wake up the cells in your body. I mean, you know, they need a different vibrational frequency just to say, oh, yeah, it still works. Okay. You know, you kind of ripple the water, so to speak, in the cells.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, we are 98% water, so it sound waves will vibrate all that water. And the closer you get to your speakers, the more vibration it gets. You're going to end up rippling like the waves on the ocean, you know? Have you ever... I know, but it brings to mind, have you ever had... Like, my uncle used to do things like this. He'd get a dishpan of water, and he had two electrodes, okay? And sometimes we'd participate, sometimes we'd just watch. If it was going to be too strong of a current, he wouldn't let us participate. We just got to watch. But he would put those electrodes in that water, and the surface of the water would just start in these little tiny waves, jumping up and jumping down, jump. It was so funny. We used to just laugh. And sometimes he'd turn it down to where it was just very mild, and then we would stick our fingers in the water. That was funky.
Wow.
That was cool. It'd go, whoa, hey, because it'd give you that tingle without hurting. And it was fun. It was fun.
Right.
But, yeah, my uncle used to do things like, he used to do things like dump me head first into a snowbank going out to the outhouse, too. That wasn't particularly enjoyable, but he thought it was funnier than crap. He just laughed his head off when he did that. Of course, it was usually at night, and I was usually in my nightgown. And, you know, last trip before bedtime, all that stuff. And he'd follow us out and grab me up and dump me, because he'd always shovel the walk, of course, so he could get out to the outhouse of it. And he'd run out and grab me by my waist and toss me over on my head into the snowbank. That was cold. Oh, he thought it was hilarious. He would just laugh his head off. He lived to be like 92 or 93, something like that. He died, I think it was 2-3 years ago he died. But I hadn't seen him for like 30 years, 40 years, something like that. I miss my Uncle Chuck. He was cool. He used to own the only chainsaw repair shop in town. Of course.
Really?
The town was only 250 people, but still in all, it was a logging town, so, you know, that was something.
Wow.
That was a big deal to a kid. That was fun. And my aunt, in the later years, my aunt was mayor. So that was pretty awesome. I thought that was pretty awesome. I mean, to me, a town is a town. It doesn't matter. I used to love that tiny little town. It's called Deary, Idaho. I used to love that little town. It was great. And we as kids did not know it, but everybody in town knew when we were visiting Aunt Ginger and Uncle Chuck. And they didn't have to worry about a babysitter, because if we were out playing, everybody in town kept an eye on the kids. Everybody. So nothing ever happened in that little town to us kids, because everybody watched them. I didn't know that until I was grown up, but I thought that was great. Oh, that was great. Too bad we don't have neighborhoods like that now. All right, how about an Elvis song? We're going to play Patch It Up, Take 9.
We're going to cut those bars down in there.
Yeah, I got you.
Long one.
I got you.
Wait.
If y'all can get a little softer in the soft part, it'd be better. It'd be more effective.
What about after we do the soft part?
Okay, all right. There's a whole lot of love. We'll
Let's make it.
I'd say phew, too, at the end of something like that.
I just want to let you know I love you, and I was thinking about
you. Okay, love you too. I'll call you soon. Okay?
Okay.
All right, bye.
Okay. I figured out just now, after doing this for 4 years, I figured out how to find each song without having to hunt for it, without having to think I know
Wonderful.
Where it is. Yeah, and how come it took me this long? Don't answer that question.
I don't know.
No, we're okay. We're okay. Because there's a little place up at the top of where it lists all the songs in the library. There's a little place where you can search. You can type in the title of the song you're looking for, and it takes you right to it.
Good.
It's awesome. Yeah.
Right.
Of course, you can't see any of the other songs around it because it only takes you to that one song. Everything else kind of blacks out. But if you're looking for a particular song, that's not a big deal anyway, right? So that's really pretty cool. I like that. And while we're thinking about how cool that is, let's hear Black is Black by Los Bravos.
Thank you. want my baby back. It's gray, it's gray. Since she went away, oh, oh. What can I do? Cause I'm feeling blue. If I had my way, she'd be back today. But she don't intend to see me again. Oh, oh. What can I do?
Okay, what was that? They left off the last chord.
Well, it just ended. Wow.
Yeah, they did play the last chord. Now, that's not allowed. They're going to have to go back and do it over.
Yeah, really.
I want that last chord. I want that last chord. But, you know, that's all right. I don't think they'll listen to me, so.
You just want the ending. I know what you want.
I want the ending. Yes, I need the ending. Yes. Well, anyway, I'll just be satisfied with another swig of coffee. That'll take care of it.
Okay.
One way or another, that'll handle it. Hey.
Another one.
How long has it been since you guys have heard Lou Rawls?
Oh gosh, a long time.
Yeah.
Long time.
Like. Way back next to never.
Yeah,
way back
it's a good
there.
Start.
Well, I have a song by Lou Rawls. You'll never find.
As long as you live, someone who loves you tender like I do. You'll never find, no matter where you search, someone who cares about you. Never find
It'll take the end of all time. Someone to understand you like I do. You'll never find the rhythm, the rhyme, all the magic we shared, just us two. Oh, I'm not trying to make you stay, baby, but I know somehow, someday, some way, you are. You're gonna miss my love. You're gonna miss my love. Another love like mine, someone who needs you like I do. You'll never see what you found in me. You keep searching and searching your whole life.
Cool. It's been years since I've heard that.
Isn't that
I like
an Ivy
it.
Song?
Oh,
is
gosh, I have
Ivy
no idea. I don't remember. I didn't look it up to find out. I didn't care bad enough.
Okay.
Google it, honey, Google it. Just ask, when did Lou Rawls release You're Gonna Miss My Love? Or You'll Never Find. Yeah, You'll Never Find. Lou Rawls, You'll Never Find. When did he release it? You can Google it. It'll tell you.
Okay.
That's how I find out, because I don't remember all this stuff.
Okay,
I'll look
have
it
to
up.
Like in a minute.
There you go. All right. We need another Elvis song. We need another Elvis song.
Okay.
And, you know, and that You'll Never Find, that's a perfect song to dedicate to anybody you give your heart to. And just tell them,
mm-hmm.
You can quit looking now, honey, because you're never going to find a better one. So there you go.
So true.
And if you keep trying, you're just an idiot. There you go. No, I didn't say that. That wasn't nice. I didn't say that. Okay. How about Elvis? Funny how time slips away.
I'd like to turn the house lights up, ladies and gentlemen, because now that you've seen me, I'd like to take a look at you, okay? Beautiful. Thank you. Just leave them up for a minute, man. Woo. You know, it's funny because I can't see you, really. I can only see, like, the first row here, right? There's a lot of folks out there, boy. And up there, too, there's a lot of folks. Well, hello there. My, it's been a long time. How am I doing? Well, I'm sweating a little bit, baby, but well, I guess I'm doing fine. It's been so long now, and it seems like it was only yesterday. Ain't it funny? Our time slips away. as your new love. I hope that he's doing fine. I heard you told him that you'd love him till the end of time. Well, that's the same thing that you told me. Seems like just the other day. Yeah, ain't it funny how time slips away? I gotta go now. Guess I'll see you hanging around. Let her have it. Let her have it now. Don't know when though. Never know when I'll be back in town. But I remember what I told you. And it's right. Yeah, ain't it funny how time slips away. It's got on. It's got on. Oh. Although you can't see back there, this is an owl. Thank you. You're a beautiful audience. Thank you. Really.
I love his sense of humor. I'm just sweating a little bit, baby. Oh, I loved it. Yes, and Anne looked up that song. She said 1976.
Well, I just got remastered in 85, so that could probably be right. Yeah,
well,
probably right.
Yeah, remastered isn't the original release date, so
no,
1976
no,
sounds
no,
about right then. Yeah, if they remastered in 85, 76 release sounds about right. So there we go.
Yeah,
we're still in the 70s.
Yeah, but it's still played in the 80s.
Oh, of course.
I know it did.
It probably still plays. I just don't listen to the radio much anymore, that's all. I can't find it. I've got four boxes left, and I haven't found my stereo.
Goodness, you still haven't found that thing? Wow.
At this point, hey, you know what? I hired a crew to unpack my truck. At this point, I'm wondering if it didn't just kind of disappear and rematerialize in their truck. You know what I mean?
Maybe so, yeah. Could have.
Yeah. Luckily, it wasn't expensive. I think I took the cassette and stuff out of it. So I'm not missing anything but the $100 machine. But the thing is that was a Crosby, which is not a slouch brand, but it had a turntable. Oh, did I check and take the record off of it? Oh, I hope so. Anyway, it has a turntable. It has a cassette player, you know, the old cassettes, and it has a CD player plus an AM/FM radio. So, I just have to look and see if, well, I can probably still buy one online. I don't think Walmart here stocks them. They did in Arizona, but I don't think they do here. But I can probably buy another one online. So,
I think Bed Bath & Beyond has those.
I'm just going to see if I can find it online and order one, because I have looked in the boxes that are still packed. It's not there. The only place I haven't looked is in my trunk, and that trunk was packed full. I don't know if Michael took things out of it to wrap around other things because it was my blanket chest. I don't know if he did that so that there was room to put the stereo in there or not. I haven't had a chance to look inside of it. It's got stuff on it. I'm just going to get another one. It's only $100. It's probably $150 by now. I'm just going to buy another one. I'm not going to worry about it anymore. But I am dying without my stereo.
Oh,
my radio. I can't play my radio. I can't play any of my CDs, except on a little personal CD player. Well, you can't go and do housework and dishes and stuff with when you're carrying around a personal CD player. So I need my stereo.
You had one.
I'll order another one. Like I said, it's not a $500 or $1,000 stereo, so it's not a big problem. But it's just inconvenient. All right. Guys, I'm going to play this song because I know that John loved this song. Elvis liked this song. John requested me to do this song. So here you go. Yeah. Yeah, there we go. I think
very
I
good.
Played.
Very good.
Oh, thank you, darling. I think I played that for you guys last month, but it just seemed that this was a good time to play it. You know, it's just one of those, we're waiting. We're just waiting.
Yeah.
So here we are.
Definitely.
Another, yeah, it's some things that you've done in the past just seem to have been, well, I know I played it when I did it, but it was a month and a half ago, something like that. But some of them just seem to wait in the wings until a situation comes around that you need them.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought this would be a good time to play that. How about another Elvis song? I know you guys are going to
okay.
hate it. Everybody's going to moan in pain and say, no, no, please, no. But, hey, you know, I'm going to do it anyway. Here's Come What May.
I am yours and you are mine, come what may. A love like ours remains divine, come what may. And even though we're miles apart, you're living in my lonely heart. At night the teardrops start and all the long, long day. I got your picture near me, I said you went away. I plant a kiss upon the lips, it's night and day. Bear in mind, and you will find a heart that is true. And I'll be here with you, come what may.
Don't you love that? Boom, 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 boom. I think that's hilarious when he does stuff like that. So boom, 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 boom. And
mm-hmm.
they record it. That's what's so cool. They record it.
Yeah.
I like it. Okay. I don't know if you guys are going to recognize this name. Ray Parker Jr. Maybe not. But you'll know this song because it was a big movie. I thought it was hilarious. Some people thought it was gross. Some people hated it. I thought it was funny. Ghostbusters!
Afraid of no ghost. you call
Ghostbusters?
An invisible man sleeping in your bed. Oh, who you gonna call?
Ghostbusters?
I ain't afraid of no ghost. Afraid of no ghost. Who you gonna call?
Ghostbusters!
If you're all alone, pick up the phone and call
Ghostbusters!
I ain't afraid of no ghost. I hear lights to go. I ain't afraid of no ghost.
I love it. I love it. The Stay Puft Marshmallow Man.
Yeah, right.
Oh, classic. I love that. You know, and Carolyn says they have another one out. I'm sorry, but it just can't be as good because it's not going to have the same people in it. And who's going to replace the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man? You know, who's just going to do that? Oh, I love it. Okay, now it's time to calm down a little bit. Let the ghosties all go back into their little holes and shadows. And we're going to listen to Otis Redding, Sitting on the Dock of the Bay.
I'll be sitting in the evening comes, watching ships roll in, then I'll watch them roll away again. I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home in Georgia, and I headed for the Frisco Bay. 'Cause I've got nothing to live for, look like nothing's gonna come my way. So I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. On the dock of a bay, wasting time.
just won't leave me alone. Listen, for 2,000 miles I roam just to make this dock my home. Now I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, sitting on the dock of the bay, I'm wasting time.
I wonder if the bay of a lake would count. You can't watch the tide, though. There's no tide. Oh, well. It's as close as I get now. I am not within driving distance of the ocean right now. Not 2 hours, anyway. Hello, honey. How are you doing today?
I got it again.
Why?
The weather keeps changing.
Well, don't open the door. Next time it knocks, don't open the door.
I didn't. It was snowing this morning. It had left. Yeah, my brother and sister called yesterday from Arkansas and said it was flat snow in there.
It's windy here today.
I said, keep it there. I don't want it out here. And
too late.
When I got up this morning to take my pills, it was snowing, but luckily it went through real fast. So, really can't say we got any.
We haven't got any snow here since I moved here. It's gone all winter without any snow, but the wind is blowing like a banshee today. And I've got a couple of trees that I just watch sway and just say, please, God, don't let them come down. Please. I got to get them topped. They're too tall.
We were going to, from 70 to 80 degree weather back down to 34.
Uh-huh. Isn't it fun?
Even though I don't go outside, it still affects my, I guess it's allergies. I don't know, but I got it again.
I hope it's only allergies, honey. You don't need to be sick again. That's just not any fun.
But I can't tell you about the Ghostbuster movie.
Oh,
it's
okay.
It's on Amazon. It came out last year, but I watched it, and it's got some of the old guys from the previous movies in it at the end. And one of the guys that was in the Ghostbusters original, this is based on his daughter and her kids. And the Marshmallow Man does come back to life, and he has babies.
Oh,
there's
Lord.
Baby marshmallows.
Oh, really?
Baby marshmallows everywhere.
Is that like the store? You go to the store and you get a chance of buying the giant jumbo marshmallows or the regular marshmallows.
Oh, yeah.
You can buy the little baby marshmallows.
Yeah. I have two bags of them here still. I bought them for the girls when they were coming down here. But the movie's good. I laughed through part of it. And the grandkids of one of the guys, they step in and take over. They catch the bad person or bad ghost or whatever it is. It's a good movie, though.
I probably won't ever see it simply because I'm not going to spend money to buy it, and if I can't get it on Tubi, it ain't happening. You know that kind of thing, because I got no movie theaters to go to that are closer than a half hour away, and I'm not going to a movie by myself. That's just not happening. So most likely, I thank you for letting me know about it. I mean, it sounds like it would be entertaining anyway, because I thought, not a subsequent Ghostbusters movie. How bad is that going to be? But it doesn't sound like it's very bad at all. So I thank you for telling me about it. I'm just probably...
it's on Amazon, and that's where I watched it. course, I have Amazon Prime, so I can go in there and
exactly.
watch
that. I won't pay for Amazon Prime. It's extra money that I just don't want to. Yes. I don't want to waste. And to me, that's a waste because I can watch Tubi and some other things for free. So
yes.
I don't pay Prime.
Well, we get a lot of stuff through Amazon here. Some of my medication. So it paid us to, be a Prime member.
Right.
And we save money going through them.
Well, and my thing is, once my health insurance kicks in, I get it's like a debit card from my insurance company for all of my prescriptions and toothpaste and toothbrushes and things like that.
Yeah.
So they don't cost me anything. I just buy them in town when I buy my groceries. So Amazon is useful for larger purchases that I just don't want to buy at Walmart or Lowe's and have to try and put in my car to bring home. So I order them and have it shipped. But I don't buy books and movies and things like that. I just don't do it. I'll buy CDs sometimes if they're in the $5 bin. Or I will go, if I'm looking for Elvis CDs and things like that I don't have, I will go to Amazon and buy them because they're cheaper there. But I just don't do movies. I just don't.
Well, I just got a new CD from Walmart about Elvis. It's one of his concerts, and I didn't have it, so I ordered it.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I think that's good.
I'm going to try to figure out how to download it and then send it to the group so that everybody can hear it.
You want to be careful. You want to be careful doing that. You can get in trouble big time for doing that if you get caught.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yes, there's copyrights on those CDs, and if you get caught pirating like that and passing it along without licensing it, you can get in big trouble.
Okay, I didn't know that.
If you do individual songs, it's not so bad, but if you try and do that whole CD, you can get caught, and you can end up with like $10,000-$20,000 in fines. So you don't want. I know somebody that happened to. Is why I'm saying that. You don't want to do that. Just maybe pass along the title on the CD and that you got it at Walmart, and then anybody that wants to actually have the whole CD can go online to Walmart and get it.
Yeah, it wasn't. I think $12. Yeah.
Well, that's not bad. Yeah, that's not bad. Yeah, so that might be a good idea to do it. That would give everybody access. They'll know what to look for.
Yeah, because when it got here, the case was broke, so I had to notify the seller that I bought it from or bought through Walmart, and they asked to send pictures because they had bluntly said they have not had no CDs broken in 22 years.
That's a lie.
And people
that's
not reported. So,
it's not true. And that's the problem, too. It's when you've got outside sellers selling through Walmart or selling through Amazon, and something's wrong, you have to notify the seller. You're lucky to get an answer, let alone to get a refund or a replacement product. I had to do that recently, and it didn't happen.
I just usually call Walmart and make them listen to me for about 30 minutes. Every time I get through, I get my money back.
There you go.
I'm not putting up with if I spend my money on something, I want what I got paid for.
Well, I ordered something through Amazon, and it was an outside seller that was selling through Amazon, and the product never arrived. So I told Amazon that. They said, you have to contact the seller. So I contacted the seller. The seller says, you have to wait another week before we can do anything. So I contacted him again. And he says, we've got no proof that you never got that, but we'll check with the carrier, and then we'll get back to you within 24 hours. It never happened. So I was out that 12 bucks. I was out that. But, it's not something that was rare or anything. So I said, okay, how much more time am I going to spend on this for $12? I decided none. So I just bought it next time I went to Walmart. I just bought it. Here, thought I was going to save me something. Just ended up a big hassle. I'm glad you got it. And they're going to replace it for you? Did they replace it for you?
When I got CD cases here, not to try to mail another one, that I could take the cover, the picture thing out of it and the disc and put it over in another CD holder.
Well, you can, but you took all the trouble to complain to them and you sent them pictures.
I'm assuming, because it's a lady's name that's on the store. She said that she would send me a gift certificate towards another CD if I wanted it. And I said, okay, thank you.
Did
acknowledge the problem. So.
Exactly. That was something. That's better than not hearing anything from them at all.
Yeah. But I just wanted to tell you about the movie.
Well, I'm glad you did, because now I know that it, if I did that sort of thing, it might be worth doing.
Yeah.
It sounds like it would be a cute movie to watch. I just don't do it. If they ever put it on TV, if they ever do it on TV or they put it on Tubi, I'll probably watch it. So that might work. I'll just watch for it.
If our special friend is listening, God wants him to know he only has 2 weeks left to work. He has to have somewhere to send that photo of him fishing on April the 1st. Because he told him that he was going fishing on April the 1st. So.
Okay, now you got to line up a whole lot of projects for him, because being retired gets boring unless you've got something to do.
I'm praying for warm weather, and when he gets up, goes outside, I'm locking the door until it gets dark time or night.
Hey, with that kind of an operating procedure, you can have a real nice garden this year.
Oh, and he loves gardening, so that's,
Girl. Go for it. That works. That's awesome.
He was complaining because it was cold today, because he had planned on doing something outside. And I said, well, you just wait. The warm days are coming, and you're going to be outside.
It'll happen.
I repeated that 3 times outside.
Yeah, I'm gonna plant tomatoes and maybe some beans and potatoes this year. I'm gonna try anyway. I'm gonna lose them all. I already plan on that. The squirrel that lives out here around my house is gonna get everything, but at least I'm gonna give it a shot.
Do you like cucumbers?
I do like cucumbers.
They got one. My sister found it. It's shaped like a lemon, but it does not taste like a lemon. It's a cucumber. And when it's fully developed, it looks like a lemon, and it's yellow.
Oh, awesome.
I can't even talk no matter, but you can find it on Amazon, and we ordered it through a seed catalog.
My problem with melons and cucumbers and squash is the fact that somehow growing those big, long vines and getting those fruits to come to maturity so you can eat them, I don't have the knack for that. Now, beans, corn, beets, carrots, potatoes, what else do I grow? Beans. I can grow all those things with no problem whatsoever. But when it comes to the vining vegetables, I have a problem. They don't like me. I love them, but they don't like me. So, but being here in Georgia, maybe I'll try it, you know, get some fertilizer and stuff in this dirt and try it. I don't have any gophers out here so far, so, hey, who knows?
We have plenty of those here. Well, I'll let you get back to the show. I just
okay, honey. Thank you for letting me know about that, because if it ever shows up on the normal places I watch things, I'll probably watch it.
Okay.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
All right, you're welcome.
We'll talk to you later.
Day.
Feel
right,
better,
bye-bye.
Darling. Feel better.
I will.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. Next, I'm going to play a song by Grassroots called Live for Today. And that's hard to do right now, you know it? That's hard to do, but I'm trying.
Now I'd like to introduce a very popular group called the Grassroots. They don't have a manager. They have a gardener. But they sing great. Ladies and gentlemen, the Grassroots.
I think of all the worries people seem to find, and how they're in a hurry to complicate their minds by chasing after money and dreams that can't come true. I'm glad that we are different, we've better things to do. May others plan their future, I'm busy loving you. One, two, three, four. I'm with you, we'll take it nice and easy and use my simple plan. You'll be my loving woman, I'll be your loving man. We'll take the most from living, have pleasure while we can.
One of my many favorite bands back in the 60s. I really liked them. It's like, I don't know. They had all kinds of things going on. It was just amazing how certain bands you could hear different songs from all the time. And sometimes two or three times a day or more. It's like, okay, then, whatever, you know. Okay, Elvis, let yourself go.
Oh, baby, I'm gonna teach you what love's Don't be afraid, just relax and take it real slow.
Do it, do it, do it.
Cool it, baby, you ain't got no place to go.
Do it, do it.
Just put your arms around me real tight. Enjoy yourself, baby, don't fight. All you gotta do is just to
let yourself go.
Presley telling you, kiss me like you mean it and take your time. Love it. That would be sweet stuff. Oh yeah, that would be sweet stuff. You betcha. Okay. How about I know. It's tough to stop thinking about that one, isn't it? How about Tommy James and the Shondells? I like Tommy James and the Shondells. I think we're alone now.
Children behave. That's what they say when we're together. And watch how you play.
Thank you.
that used to be one of my favorite songs. Used to imagine running hand in hand up the hill through the bushes and falling to the ground and then having to pick all the leaves out of your hair. Oh, 14-year-olds are strange. What can I tell you? That's just 14-year-olds are just plain flat strange.
Oh, God.
Oh, Lord Almighty. Do y'all remember Gordon Lightfoot?
Sure do.
From way back when. And this was 60s and 70s, right around in there. Van used to sing this, too. Gordon Lightfoot doing Sundown. I have never been able to figure out why. It's just one of those songs. Gordon Lightfoot was never one of my favorites. I thought he had the funniest name that ever existed. But I like that song. Was he the one that did the song about the horse in the desert?
Gosh, Jenny, I don't recall that at all. I don't know.
Because I hated that song. I still hate that song. I've been to the desert on a horse with no name, so good to be out of the rain. Now, why do I know it when it's a song I hate? I have no idea about that
one.
I do not like that song. I have never liked that song. But I think Gordon Lightfoot did that song. I'm not sure. But, yeah. And I know every word of it. That's sad. That really makes me sad. So let's play an Elvis song to take care of that problem. How about Stuck on You? That's better.
You can shake an apple off an apple tree. Shake a sugar, but your lips should be on. I don't sorry, I'm gonna stick like glue. Stick because I'm stuck on you. I'm gonna hold my fingers to get on my head. I'm gonna stick like glue. Stick because I'm stuck on you. I'm in the kitchen, I'm in the hall. Hang on to your door, good at all. There's one side catchy and the kitchen starts. A team of my heart is good and tear us apart. Try to take a tiger from his dead side. That's how love is going.
Hide in my kitchen. My kitchen is wide open. You can't even get behind a counter. It just wouldn't work. Okay. I do have a hallway, but you can get caught in that hallway. That's not smart. That's not smart. But why are you running anyway? You know what I mean? I mean, come on. Get real. All right. Here's one that I used to listen to this band just because I liked their name, called Strawberry Alarm Clock. I loved their name. You know,
Strawberry Alarm Clock.
Strawberry Alarm Clock. It was 1968, and what the heck? I was 14 years old. What did I know from anything? Anyway, here is Incense and Peppermint.
Mankind, dead kings, many things I can't define. Occasions, spots, flagons, flutter your mind. Incense and peppermint, the color of time.
Who cares what games we choose? Little to win, but nothing to lose.
Incense and peppermint, meaningless sounds. Turn on, tune in, turn your eyes around.
Look at your smile.
Tune by the cockeyed world in two. Throwing a fight to one side, the least you can do. Beatniks and politics, nothing is new. A yardstick for lunatic, one point of view.
She doesn't want to. It's kind of like one of those lost causes. It just doesn't work. Man, I wish she would learn to speak English. This is, I know what, I'm going to order some of those, well, eventually. They're like, oh, probably 3 inches across, maybe 4 inches across. They're buttons. They're push buttons. And you can record a word on them, and then you just you put a sticker across the front of the word that you've recorded on it, and then you set them out on a mat or something, and you can teach the dog and cat to use those to tell you what the heck they're talking about.
And I have amazing.
And I've seen videos of dogs that have learned to do this, and one of the dogs was teaching the cat how to do it, and the cat was learning how to do it. She could say treat. She could say, you know, all kinds of stuff. And, yeah, the dog would go over. His name is Copper. And he's just a pet. He's not a scientific animal or anything. And he would go over and say, Copper, love Mom.
Wow.
Or he'd go over. Yeah, he'd go over and he would push settle. Well, settle was their word for go to bed, go to sleep. So he would say settle. Mm-hmm. And she would look at him, and she'd go, what? And he'd say, settle. Oh, is it time to go to bed? And he'd say, settle. I says, okay, let's go to bed. And he'd take off upstairs.
Hmm.
If he wanted to go for a walk, he'd go outside, walk. Or one of his favorite ones was pool. No, it wasn't swim. He wanted to swim. He would tell her when he wanted to swim. And he would argue with her when it was too cold or the pool had been drained or something. She'd say, no, there's no water in the pool. Can't swim. And he'd go, swim. And she'd say, no water, no swim, swim. He was very adamant. He knew what he wanted. And he'd say, treat. It was time for a treat. So I'm going to get some buttons like that, and I'm going to teach Apache how to use them because I know he knows what I'm talking about. He goes for cookies and everything. Okay. How about Tommy Rowe? Tommy Rowe doing Dizzy.
Thank you.
Okay. That was another good song. I used to always like that song, too. See, and all these songs got played in a regular rotation. They were played every day. Every day. And that's why I always had the radio on. It was so much more interesting than TV most of the time, unless Star Trek was on. Then everything stopped for Star Trek.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And the Monkees. Saturdays for the Monkees. They all stopped for that, too. Wow. Playing these songs brings back a lot of memories. Okay, how about Elvis doing I Want Us Back?
Any more than you like feeling lonely too. I don't know which one's to blame for almost putting out our flame. But for me it's not the thing for us to do. The way it was, the way we were, baby, you and me was where it was at. I want us back. Girl, we've come too far for us to give up on tomorrow when we've shared so many good times yesterday. Let me know you like I think I do. I know that you don't want to lose me and you. I'm dying to say the way it was, the way we were, baby, you and me was where it was at.
Doesn't that song make you feel a little nostalgic?
Oh, definitely.
Oh, yeah. Okay, time to get over that feeling. Let's go with REO Speedwagon. Keep on loving you.
You should have seen by the look.
That one's dedicated to John. So, and we all know who John is. All right. I'm typing, guys. That's why I seem a little bit distracted. Come on. Some little thing here. It's picky. Okay. Did I not load it? That could be. I don't know. Let's see what happens. It's not giving me my song. It's not giving me my song. Why?
Uh-oh.
Okay. Well, let's see. I know I loaded it. But I'm having a problem here. Okay. Well, let's find something else. Let's see. I wonder what I would have called it. There we are.
Oh my God.
What would I have entered this song as? Yes, well.
Oh, my God. Oh, gosh.
You know how that goes.
You had them filed so perfectly. What happened to your plan?
Well, it doesn't like it. So I'm thinking I probably loaded it into my computer and forgot to put it in my library. That sucks. But that's okay. I got a lot of other songs, so I'll just play something else, and I'll play that one next time. This is The Knack, My Sharona. Oh, and did you know? I doubt if you knew this, but one of the band members, I think it was a drummer, wrote this song, My Sharona. And Sharona is his girlfriend. Well, back when he wrote the song. I don't know what it is now. But this is The Knack doing My Sharona.
Don't
wrote right there. Done. I'm sorry, but that's a weird ending. Okay.
Yeah.
Mm. It's like, okay, isn't there one more drum beat, one more guitar chord, something? Nope. That's it. Okay. Huh. How about the 1970 rehearsal version of The Next Step is Love by Elvis? Of course.
Next step is love. Yesterday has slipped away. It's okay. It's a way to go, Glenn. Yesterday has slipped away and the sun is...
Okay.
Yesterday has slipped away and the sun is a welcome in the evening shadows of a perfect day. And the next step is sex. Next step is love. We walk barefoot through the misty meadows, laughing at each other in the rain. Made some faces at some people in the park and didn't bother to explain.
Son, son, look at it run.
God, no. Special really fast. But we've yet to taste the icing on the cake that we've been getting up your ass. Well, the next step is love. So what are we waiting for? The next step is love. Girl, it's for sure. Yesterday has slipped away and the sun is a welcome in the evening shadows of a perfect day. And the next step is love. The next step is love. Love will be a place to run to from the world, they will to you and me. We'll be broader than we've ever been, though looking back it's so hard to believe. Hanging on out, we're bringing on in the best we've picked up on the way to now. Changes are a-coming, but together we can make it through somehow. Cause the next step is love. So what are we waiting for? The next step is love. Girl, it's for sure. Yesterday away and the sun is a welcome in the evening shadows of a perfect day. And the next step is love. The next step is love.
yes, it's love. The next step is love. Yes, girl, it's love. Yes, girl, it's love. Next step is love.
He did not say what he meant, but he said something. Oh, yeah. Hey, guys, guess what? It's time.
It's that time again.
To say goodbye for now. But I'll be back tomorrow. I'm not sure if that's a promise or a threat, but I'll be back tomorrow. We got the gospel show tomorrow, kids. We've got church, online church tomorrow, and I'm looking forward to it. I really am. It gives us a chance to listen to the songs that remind us of how we're supposed to be, what we're supposed to be doing, and I was reminded of that a couple of weeks ago. So, yeah, I'm trying to be more like what Jesus would want me to be, but still be myself. I think I'm doing okay, don't you, Sue?
Certainly.
Don't get yourself in trouble. But I think I'm doing okay. I'm going to slip sometimes. I know I am, because those old habits die hard. But, yeah, it's going to be cool. God's right there holding me up, encouraging me, and saying, hey, you know what, you fell flat on your face, but that's okay. Pick yourself up and let's go forward. So that's what we do. And tomorrow, you know, we have something to pray for. John is still in the hospital as far as I know. I don't know, maybe he got out of the hospital, went to Hawaii for a month. I have no idea. But I pray for him anyway. The shows are a little different because I don't have his input. I'm just going where my heart leads me as far as the music goes, guys. I hope you like it. I hope you're having as much fun as I am, because it's bringing back a lot of memories. These are a lot of songs that I used to listen to when I was 14, 15 years old. So I hope you like it, because I'm liking it. I guess if I like it and I play it, you got to go along with it, right?
Well, I'm like, sure it does have some different ones that I've not heard in a long time.
I know, and I haven't either, and that's what I thought. You know what? I'm just going to rack them out of my brain, grab them out of YouTube, slap them in the library, and air them out. And it's going okay so far. I'm really enjoying it, and I hope you are too. Now, tomorrow is the gospel show, and there's going to be a lot of music there as well. And, well, see, I've got a couple of scriptures I want to just put on to remind us. Just to remind us that God's in charge. We aren't in charge. We're not supposed to be in charge. We try, but no, God's in charge. So let him be in charge. And I've got a few scriptures to lead us through that. And so it's going to be fun. It's going to be wonderful music. Please come and join me, because you will enjoy it, and it will lift you up and give you something to go on through next week. Okay, and we all need that right now. So here we go, kids. I'll see you tomorrow. Stay well, stay safe, and God bless. And thank you, Sue, for being here with me through this whole thing. I do appreciate you. Thank you to Carolyn for calling in. And let me know about the new Ghostbusters movie.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Good night,
and, I'll see you tomorrow, if you can make it, if you feel good. If you're in one piece, you could get up to go to the kitchen and fall apart for all I know. I don't know. Your hinges may come unhinged.
Exactly.
Anyway, kiddos, I shall see you tomorrow, and I'm looking forward to it. God bless and keep you. Good night.
Good night.